Irish, I wanted to mention yesterday in the morning at breakfast, Heather comes up and met, and says, either someone was there and I said, give me five. It's an expression in the States. Give me five, which is like the other person puts their hand in. So Heather says, she saw Padre do that to Muhammad. Tali, tali. And so just mentioned at breakfast. Then when that letter was read, it was the first time I ever heard it. That Baba used to do that.
Yeah.
It was just an interesting coincidence.
Yeah. Something that is agreeable to both and exhilarating. That's how it is. I think the cricketer's name came to my mind last night, and it was Big, Mr. Big.
Oh, the one from yeah. Ajmer?
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking last night, I thought, I should write to Steve and ask him, but then I thought by the time the answer would come.
Big,
big. Because Baba gave those messages to the all cricket team and all that before they left. I didn't know where to find the other.
No, but that message was given at the time when India was to go to Australia with Nari Contractor as the skipper, and Polly Umrigar was there and all that. It was a nice gathering of all sportsmen from the country. If ever a documentary is made on Baba's life, it will be like a serial, you know, like Ramayana and Mahabharata. The epic. So many facets are there. So many are there.
Have you heard any word from what's his name? Liam, who's making that film since he was here?
No. Yeah. But that's only one facet of Baba's life.
Yeah, just as an example. Just
if it takes such a long time, I don't know what's going to happen with the other facets.
And even in that, there was discussion about the fact that Liam's script really only took a portion, and a portion of those involved, and even of those involved did an even lesser portion. So imagine if you really are going to do what it
is. What portion? What
the Prem Ashram days. But even in that, it's not the entire story of the Prem Ashram, nor is it all the people involved. It's just one particular section and one incident that's portrayed in the story.
But I always get the impression when you read any, you know, Baba's life, that his days had 48 hours or something.
Yeah.
But how did he manage, even at a time in the early days when there were no aeroplanes, and there he was whizzing away all over the place in 10 days here, and I don't seem to be able to fit things in my life. How did he do it?
Well, he's the one who gets it done.
Extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's funny, in relation to Baba, sometimes I remember coming in 86, I really wanted to come for Om Tiv Nid, a set of events, I thought I wanted to come. It happened that I wasn't able to figure out coming until the 21st. And between the 21st and the 26th, I got more done than I would normally be able to ever get done in my life. And I felt just as if I was pulling this Baba, set everything up. Passport, visa, tied up all loose ends, tickets, shots. All this in 5 days. One of which was a weekend, so I left there 4 days. And everything is just everything worked perfectly. So just a little glimmer of something that doesn't approach, of course, with Baba did, but just with Baba's help, how much sometimes we can get done.
Hyper-efficiency.
Yeah, it's totally different than how I work.
And that's what happened. One day somebody asked me, will you please describe to us one day in Baba's life? I said, how is it possible? Where to begin the day? There's no beginning for the day and there's no end for the day. It was a dilemma for me. I couldn't figure it out. Now what? So I started with, all right, now it is sunset. And then I begin the day. Yeah. One day in Baba's life, till the next morning, you know. So it's like that, yeah.
Arch, yesterday Mani said something which I've heard before, that most important was the work. And I've heard the statement that even more important than his form is the work.
Baba himself would say that my work is more important than myself being with you. Yeah. He gave greater importance to his work. Yeah. He will stoop so low in order to get the thing that needs to be done. And he is the highest of the high, but he would do that. Setting an example for us all, for not for those who lived, but for us all, for posterity. Yeah. How we should give in, yeah. With an understanding.
Eric, what do you mean by giving in?
Well, I don't want to do anything now, I don't want to say that. And yet, because you asked, you say, I give in, and say, oh, what does it mean by giving? Giving in is knowing very well that the person is so, in his enthusiasm, in his love, or in his adamancy, he wants something, you see. And he being the all-knowing, knowing well, that whatever he is craving for and longing for is not good for him. Yet he will try to pacify him, give him some answers, give him this, giving him that, and all that sort of thing. Instead of just brushing aside, you know, shut up, it's not good for you. No, he'll go along with him, giving in to his whims and fancies. Many other things are like that. Giving in is like that. Till such time, for he can give in, but he can never give us up. But we are expected to not only give in, but give up also. Mm.